Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. It's Linda in Buffalo, and a rainy Buffalo, but hey, it's not a snowy Buffalo, so we're happy about that. So welcome to Saturday's show. This is kind of the week in review show, Monday through Friday from noon to 1 Eastern time. We have different topics, different shows. The Saturday one is a little different. It's kind of just, we call it the week in review, and just talking about things have gone on in the past week and things to look forward to in the next week. So looking forward to any callers that we may have joining us today. In the meantime, just for a conversation starter, as it were, last week we had talked about family traditions and different foods that we may eat around the holiday, because it is officially the Christmas season. We have our tree up and our lights on outside. And so it's just, you know, on these gloomy, dark days, it's fun to have the special colored lights and your decorations. So it's just, it's just a lot of fun. And it's just one of our traditions. But I went online and found some Christmas traditions from other countries. And some of these I've heard of before. And some of them are just very bizarre. But it's just a kind of a fun topic today to talk about. And I don't I don't know if I'm pronouncing some of these different things. This one I heard of, I've just read about, and I have heard of this before. It's the Krampus, K-R-A-M-P-U-S. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, in Germany, Austria, Eastern Europe. So, hey, if you misbehave as a child, you run up to the worst you can expect is a lump of coal in your stocking. But if you're a kid in Krampus territory, be afraid. The horn figure, often described as half goat, half demon, apparently preys on naughty youngsters on the evening of December 5th. Armed with rusty chains and bells, he's so creepy he was banned in Austria in the 30s for being too terrifying. And I have heard of this one before, and looks pretty scary. And I'd rather have a lump of coal if I'm bad than have Krampus, if that's how you pronounce it. One of the other things, I thought this one was kind of cute. In the Ukraine, a Ukrainian custom of adorning your Christmas tree with fake spider and web is believed to bring good luck and stems from an old wives' tale about a poor woman who couldn't afford decorations. The story goes she woke up the next morning to find a spider had covered her tree in a glittering web. That's kind of cute. So, that I can see how that could come about. When we used to get live trees,
I do remember having, I think, a spider. I saw a TV commercial, I think it was a commercial, about somebody who had a squirrel in their tree. How could you get it in your house and not realize that? But they had a live squirrel running around the living room. Shake out, if you have a real tree, shake it out before you bring it in the house. I guess that's my hint of the day. But there's, you know, different things. You know, we were talking last week about different foods that we eat, you know, just around the holidays, like mincemeat pie, which I happen to love. There's no meat in mincemeat pie, but I love the taste. But here, how about if you're in Greenland, you have raw whale skin with blubber and moldy birds. Okay, moldy birds. It's a delicacy in Greenland. It's called kiviak or something like that. It's made with a small bird called an auk, which has been preserved in a hollowed out body of a seal, buried for several months, and then eaten once it's decomposed. Yeah. Another treat on the menu is metak, M-A-T-T-A-K, made from the skin and blubber of a whale and usually eaten raw, although sometimes it's deep fried and munched on with soy sauce. When we were in Jamestown back 50 years ago when we were first married, a lot of the Swedish delicacies also include raw fish. And different fishes, since, you know, Sweden is, you know, one of those Nordic countries with a lot of fishing. So that was always interesting. So let's see what other food ones we have here. I love this one, and this one I have heard of. You know, in Japan, Christmas is not a national holiday, but when a group of foreigners tried and failed to find turkey in the country on Christmas Day and opted for chicken instead, Kentucky Fried Chicken saw a gap in the market thanks to a successful, don't ask me to pronounce that, Kentucky for Christmas is what it translates to, marketing campaign in 1974. Japan now can't get enough of festive bargain buckets. So a big thing in Japan now for Christmas isn't just, not just with foreigners apparently, but with everybody, is having Kentucky Fried Chicken for Christmas. So I thought that was fun. So, but let's see, what are the other ones? Oh, and the Isle of Man. My grandmother's family comes from the Isle of Man, which is off the either the Irish or the Scottish coast. I can't remember. But it's part of Great Britain. So if you go out for an afternoon stroll on Boxing Day, which is the 26th, you know, Canada and England and British Empire observe Boxing Day. So if you go out for an afternoon stroll in the Isle of Man, you may come across a gang of men and women singing and banging sticks. Don't panic. This is a centuries-old Celtic tradition of hunt the wren, wren being the small bird, W-R-E-N. Originally, it was quite a bloodthirsty ritual where gangs would scour the countryside looking for the tiny sacred bird to trap and kill as a sacrifice before it was buried in the local church yard with much pomp and ceremony. These days, it's more a humane affair, with a wren represented by an artificial bird and is a centerpiece for a bush, two wooden hoops placed on top of a pole covered with ribbons and evergreen, which is carried from house to house. One theory was why the wren was targeted for revenge is that the reincarnation of an enchantress who lured Mac's men to their deaths. But I'm sure now they just go from house to house to the party. And so that, you know, become a quite more humane and nice celebration. But it's funny how, you know, different, you know, old wives' tale and old old rituals from, you know, years and centuries gone by, you know, have just entered into kind of Christmas, I don't know if they're really Christmas things, but things that happen in December. In Caledonia, which is Catalonia, which is part of Spain, you know, we know that the three wise men visited the baby Jesus, but a Catalan tradition, there's an extra chap on the scene. This man in question is a Cagner, a charming figure of a peasant man wearing the Catalan red cap with trousers, taking a poo. So he appears in homes on December 8th every year and is fed by children until Christmas Day. So, and then brings out presents, which are usually goodies. So anyways, that one is kind of very strange. Let's see, I only have filling the shoe, German children, and I know Dutch children do also, because I've seen pictures of this. They leave their shoes outside the home on December 5th, and it's interesting, a couple of these all are on December 5th, and I don't know why December 5th, but so they leave their shoes outside, and they're filled with sweets overnight. Naughty children awake to find tree branches in the shoe instead. But I have seen pictures of, you know, wooden shoes, much like we have the stockings by the fireplace. They use the wooden shoe to fill with goodies. So I thought that was neat. So, but that's about it. Some of the other ones are just too weird, too strange to even talk about. But it's funny the different traditions that come about. You know, and some are friendly and some are not. So it's, you know, you better watch out. You better not pout. And telling you why, because otherwise you could have a horned goat running after you, apparently, if you live in Eastern Europe. So, but, you know, it's always fun to look at different traditions, like Santa Claus, you know, I mean, how that all came about, you know, with Clement Moore's A Night Before Christmas. I mean, Santa must have been around even before that, but it was, you know, in, you know, England, you know, St. Nicholas, and but the Santa Claus as we celebrate him in America today, really a lot of that came from advertising, the Coca-Cola, how he looks, and of course, you know, towards the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse, how that whole came about. Same thing with, Christmas carols, of course, have always started in with church songs, which so many of them are so beautiful. And I know the radio station here in Buffalo, they play like nonstop just Christmas songs. I wish they would play like every third one a Christmas song. It would be better than a whole month and a half of just Christmas songs. But sometimes we just if we're in the car, we just turn that station on for a while. But it's fun, you know, the different traditions. I know a lot of some people celebrate with open gifts on Christmas Eve. Others, like our family, always did Christmas morning. And so, you know, you have traditions there too. Having the colored lights, our street, you know, just about every other house has Christmas lights on, and it's so pretty. You know, some of them just a simple wreath, others, you know, every inch of their house is covered. And it's just, especially in winter when it's so dark in the Northeast, excuse me, it just brightens up. We always turn our, in fact, it's so dark out today because it's raining. We have the Christmas outdoor lights turned on right now because, you know, it just gives that extra little brightness to the street. And Ron, right now, Ron Clayton, who's my husband and who's the president of the Hope Collection, who hosts this radio program, is at his monthly men's prayer breakfast. Excuse me. So he won't be back until a little bit later. But I thought I'd, you know, just go through some of the things that is, you know, really just neat, fun traditions, you know, from around the world. And now this is how we do things in the Northeast. Probably the Southwest probably has completely different traditions. And when you think of like even Australia, because they're in the Southern Hemisphere, so it's summer. So Christmas, it's still Christmas Day, but it would be probably a beach day or something because it's the middle of summer, whereas here it's the middle of winter. So there must be, unfortunately, I didn't come across any traditions for Australia. That would be something to look into and see what they do. So some of the traditions around the United States and even into Canada, you know, revolve around, well, in Canada, actually, to interrupt myself, Boxing Day is, and in their advertisements, they talk about Boxing Day even more so than Christmas in some ads I've seen. But Boxing Day was the day back in the Victorian times, I believe, when the servants would receive gifts. And so Boxing Day, why it's called Boxing Day, I'm not sure. People do not put on gloves and punch each other. It's a different kind of boxing. But, you know, so, you know, in Canada, you have a lot of Boxing Day sales, whereas we have Christmas sales, which I thought was interesting. So let's see if there is another one here. In Iceland, now the other one where they eat all the dead birds, old birds, that was Greenland. In Iceland, there's a killer kitty. You better hope that you're the one with 9 lives if you come in contact with this furious feline when you're not looking your best. The Yule Cat, I wouldn't even attempt to pronounce the word, or Yule Cat, Y-U-L-E, is a monster from Icelandic folklore who lurks in the snow and eats people who are wearing scuffy clothes. If you work hard, you get new clothes, but if you don't, you risk the wrath of the Yule Cat. Oh, my, that sounds quite, quite horrible. So, you know, you better watch out. It's not just Santa Claus watching you. It's a killer kitty that could be watching you. So some of these, you know, some of these things, and I don't know how true some of these are. We have, and I've heard of the tradition of having an ornament shaped like a pickle, like a dill pickle, on your tree, and it's supposedly this old German tradition. But then I also heard that, according to this article, that nobody in Germany has ever heard of this tradition. But sometimes, you know, we have people in the United States from all over the world. And so a lot of the traditions have been brought over from the Christmas tree itself is from Germany. It came to England and then, of course, the United States. Excuse me. And so, you know, we have traditions like that. But sometimes traditions get kind of, in the retelling, get kind of lost in translation, and I have the feeling that the pickle ornament on the tree, supposedly the child who sees the first one to find the pickle ornament on the tree gets an extra gift from Santa, is how the tradition goes. And so it could have been just one family that did that, and then it just spreads. So it's interesting just to have, you know, how traditions and ways of doing things, when they people from different countries bring their traditions into the United States, and how it just kind of takes on a life of its own. So that's really kind of how so many things about Santa Claus and all that came about. It's like, wait a minute, Christmas is about the birth of Christ, but somehow, in some ways, unfortunately, it's been overshadowed by Santa Claus and gifts, because really what the birth of Christ brought us was the greatest gift of all. So we can't forget the real meaning of Christmas. All these fun things are, interesting and funny, but, let's not forget what the true meaning of Christmas is, with Jesus coming into the world to be our Savior. And so that makes just everything else just pales in comparison when you think about that, how, the holiness of the whole season. And so we can't let the commercialization of it, of course we do love sharing gifts and giving gifts to friends and family and getting together with people and having fun. That's, I'm not discounting that, but just always keep in mind the true reason and make sure that that church and worship is just as important, especially with kids. Sometimes they, all they think about is, Santa and gifts. And, make sure that they realize, let them know, have a tradition of making sure that, church and worship is an integral part of your Christmas celebration. It's only December 2nd. Yes, not first. That was yesterday, December 2nd. But it's an exciting time, and it's a fun time. It's also a very stressful time for some people, because things change and traditions in a family change out of necessity. Parents getting older, kids moving away, and people out of town. And so it's not like, I wish you had Christmas like we always did with mom doing the cooking and everyone at the same house. Well, times change and circumstances change. And so we have to realize that, I'm at the age that some of our friends are losing their spouses, and maybe this is the first Christmas without their wife or husband. Keep in mind too, if you have a relative or a neighbor that maybe just needs an extra hug this Christmas, invite them over for coffee or, a meal. Sometimes some people don't have a place to go. But open your heart, and open your house, and invite somebody to share. And it doesn't have to just be the Christmas meal, Christmas Day meal. It could be any time during this month. And keep the I remember in A Christmas Carol, you know, Scrooge, he kept Christmas in his heart all year long. And that's what we have to do, is keep Christmas in our heart all year long. It's not just a one day thing that that we can talk about and can participate in, and that, you know, so keeping the whole idea of Christmas, of being outgoing to others and just sharing the gift, sharing God's love to, you know, to everyone we meet, you know. I love audiobooks because I can be doing crafts or be doing anything around the house, and I can have an audiobook playing in the background. And so I listen to the whole story, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, read out loud. And, you know, we're so used to seeing the movies and everything, but the book, the way he wrote it, it's just, the words are so, you know, take time sometime to read the whole story of The Christmas Carol, because it's really beautiful. And there's a lot of little nuances in the written book that you kind of don't pick up in the movie. The movies, you know, are very good, but, you know, read the actual story. It just may surprise you with the depth of it. And so that's, and of course, you know, read in the Gospels how it's, you know, the Christmas story, the birth of Christ, is written. And, you know, we see the cartoon that's on at Christmas time. And, you know, when he quotes from Luke, you know, about Jesus, read that to your kids, and make sure that they understand that there's more to Christmas than Santa Claus. So that's something to for all of us to keep in mind. But with that, I'm going to have say goodbye for this Saturday morning. Hope anyone, you know, listening got some interesting tidbits about different traditions in different countries. And I thought some of these were quite fun. So, but with that, I'm going to wish you happy season, and we'll be back next week, of course. And again, don't forget Monday through Friday, the same phone number. The call-in number is 714-816-468. Goodness sakes, it's so tiny. 4686. So with that, I'm going to wish you all have a happy, wonderful December 2nd, and a great weekend. With that, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week, or of course during the week, Monday through Friday, some wonderful shows with some wonderful people, you know, different topics, and just a blessing for every day. With that, have a great day. Bye-bye.